去分享我家庭的故事。
And I saw my dad.
我看见我爸爸一直在哭，在哭。
My mom's handkerchief wasn't enough.
我妈妈的手帕不够。
My dad had to grab all the cloth napkin from all the
table people. 每个餐桌的那个都借用他们的那个布巾。
So the reason I share with you that story.
我跟你分享是因为。
As I was preparing today's sermon,
预备今天的讲道的时候
and praying for this message, weeks and weeks before, right?
很多周前预备这个讲习
and that time I cried.
我那时候一直哭
I'm sorry, I'm just thinking that this will be my last message with you.
这是恐怕我跟你们最后一个信息
I cried and I said, God help me not to cry at the,
我求主不要让我哭
in the sanctuary, so I brought my tissue, okay?And earlier I saw 陈牧师 crying.
后来看到陈牧师也在哭。
And thinking that he cried even more than me.
他比我还哭得多。
So I had to give him my tissue.
我把我的面子也分享给他。
The tissue I gave him was bigger than this. This I just found in my purse. But anyway, so you remind me of my.
后来就提醒我，想象我那时候结婚那一年。
So, I feel very honored to share the word of God.
荣幸可以跟你们分享神的话。
So as usual,
也照从常开始之前
before sharing, I want all of you to quiet down your heart.
我希望大家能够我们平静我们的心
yeah, close your eyes.
闭着眼
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Yes, Heavenly Father.
是的，天父。
You are a good God.
你是一个良善的神。
Help us to know.That you are really our God.
让我们知道你真的是我们的神。
And not to us, O Lord, not to us.
而且不是归于我们，不是归于我们。
But to your name be the glory.
荣耀是归于您的名。
Because of your love and your faithfulness.
因为你的慈爱和你的诚实。
So Heavenly Father, it is true, not to us.But to your name be the glory.
的确，荣耀不要归于我们，是归于你。
So through this worship and through this chapel, Heavenly Father, speak to us.
透过今天的敬拜分享，
whatever it is,
和我们说话，你心里面。
May we all open our eyes, and hearts and ears to your word.
开启我们的耳眼心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Have you? I'm sorry. It feels kind of uncomfortable with this microphone. Have you ever had an experience that you were dying to have something?
你有没有曾经一直想要一件东西
？And you risked almost everything you had in order to get that.
你都付出了差不多全部你一切的去得取换取那一件事。
But then once you got that what you want.
后来但是拿到的时候。
Right away you regret.
你就马上就后悔了。
That was such a poor choice.
啊，真的不好的选择。
Have you ever had that experience?
有没有这样子的经历？
I did. I had an experience.
我有。
Okay. When I just got.
No, I was saying it was not me.
Oh yeah, 不是他。
那我要吓。
When I just got arrived America,
我刚来美国之后
America, it is very hard to live without a car.
在美国你没有车子很难生活
Because the land so big,
地这么大
and also the mass transportation was only really concentrated in the city, so not those, you know, outskirt area.
Yeah, 公共交通只是在市区内，没有在郊外
So as a first timer,When I had to choose a car,
当第一次者要选第一部车子的时候
I had no idea what is good car, right?
我不知道什么是好车
So I went to a car dealership.
这是结婚之前 ，OK， 认识我之前 ，OK。我去了那个车厂。
So I looked around the car.
我看。
And there is a red sports car.
有一个红色的跑车。
It looks so pretty. It looks like the Cars movies that Lightning McQueen.
你知道车子电影吗？那个卡通，那个闪电。
That also that car had the special, you know, the factory.
旁边
flame
有那个火的那个贴纸
the decoration on the side
好不像赵英老师哦
I never even driven before right so, and then, so how 勇敢 I was and I picked that car I said I like that
我就说很喜欢
so the salesman asked
推销员跟我说
are you sure
你确定吗
mm-hmm.But then he asked me, "How about this one?" And
他还问说要不要这一部
嘞 another car.
他指的一个另外一部车
I was like, just plain white and
白色普通
The shape was just typical, very small car. Like,
小车
They look very plasticky, you know?
看起来很塑胶
So I was like, no, I don't want that car.
我不要那一部
So 当然 not this one, right?
当然是这一部
So I chose that car and I bought that car.
买了以后他都没有试车哦。
Yeah, yeah. How much I'm inexperienced, right? I didn't even
真的没有经验，都没有去试车。
And I just got the driver's license.
刚拿到驾照，更恐怖。
So when I was on the street, okay, I was going.
在街上。
It was so hard because it's a sports car.
Yes, 跑车嘛，很低。
Your sports car is so low. Right, so visibility.
那个视野。
How short I am.
我又是这么矮的人。
I was like.Literally,
我开车你也知道、
so、hard to look around.
都很难看
I cannot even see the cars coming or the behind
盲点都见不到后面的也是
so narrow
很窄
Literally, whenever I got in the car, I cried
之后每一次一上车我都在哭
Driving
我开车的时候
became
开车对我变成一个
恐怖
很恐怖 scary thing
I hate this car
我恨这个车子
我Cry and cry. Why did I choose?
我为什么选这一部车子
？Why did I choose? I suffered more than 3 years.
我受苦了三年。
And then finally, after I married,
结婚了之后
，my wonderful husband
就有司机了。
感谢主。He said, "Why did you choose that?"
我说你为什么选那部车子
？I had no idea.
我真的不知道。
Thank God, God gave me such a wise husband.
谢谢神给我一个有明智的先生，他就帮我马上换车。
It wasn't God's punishment for me.
也不是神处罚我或是什么。
The way that I suffered.
我的受难。
Driving that car.
关于开那一部车。
It was the consequence of my choice.
我选择的一个后果。
So now.You know what I'm going to say.
所以你知道我今天要讲的一个主题，今天的经文。
When the Israelites
当以色列
desired something against God's will,
他们要求一个不是神的旨意的时候
especially it wasn't God's timing,
尤其是不在于神的时间上
how much they suffer,
他们怎么样多少的受苦
wrong desire that they pursued.Okay.
关于那错误的这个寻求。
So today's passage starts with how bad the Samuel's two sons were.
今天的经文开始提到撒母耳的儿子多么的不成才。
Samuel's first son's name was Joel.
第一个儿子名字叫约珥。
His name means Yahweh is God.
他的名字就等于耶和华是神。
And the second son's name is Abijah.
另外一个儿子亚比亚意思。
My divine father is Yahweh.
我天上的父是耶和华的意思。
Wow, what a wonderful name!
这么好的名字，你看他们都取得。
But regardless of their godly name,
不管他们的敬虔的名称
，they were so ungodly.
他们非常的不敬虔。
They were disqualified from leadership in Israel.
他们没有办法失去了这个做以色列领导的地位。
Because they did not obey.
因为他们没有顺服神的律法。
So the verse 3 shows who are not qualified to be in a spiritual leadership position even now to us.
第三节也形容了那些不符合做当属灵的领导者，甚至如今也是一样。
So Samuel's two sons did not follow his ways.
他们的儿子没有怎么样行他的道。
The father's ways, which means
父亲的。
Two sons' lives was very different from their father's life.
所以他们儿子的行为真的跟父亲不一样。
Why Samuel himself lived such a godly life, right?
虽然 Samuel 这么敬虔的生命。
Yeah, through and through, throughout his whole life, he listened to God and obeyed to God.
一生都在聆听顺服神。
But rather these two sons,
但这儿子呢?
They were after dishonest gain, and they took bribes.And also they pervert the justice.
他们一直两个儿子追求不当的利益，收获掠掠贿赂，谢谢，还有一些不行义。
So these two sons' evil, greedy hearts were representing exactly the spiritual state of the Israelites. That
所以这两位儿子的这个邪恶的这个贪婪的心，就也是反映了以色列当时的一个属灵的状况，看得出来。
When the leaders of the society loves money,
当社会的领袖人这么贪爱钱的时候
，they can really pervert the justice system.
可以凌驾公义，是不是
？Because the wealthy stand above the justice.
Yeah, 因为有富人，他们就可以怎么样站立在这些制度上，公益制度上。
Because they can do anything they want with their money.
他们可以用他们的钱来任何的行为。
So have you ever heard that words that?
你有没有听过这一句？
有钱没有罪。
There's money, no guilt.
没有钱。
No money.
有罪。
Guilty.
That's the really perverted society.
那就是真的贿赂的一种 I mean, 这么败坏的社会。
So anyway, whoever does not follow God's law,
任何人不遵守神的法律,
loves money,
爱钱,
and does not do justice,
也不行公义的时候,
they should not be in leaders' position.
都不应该做领导者的这个职分。
So earlier chapter,We know in chapter 3, somebody were very similar with these two sons.
之前的几章，第三章，你记得有一个类似的行为。
Who?
你们记得
Eli's two sons.
伊利的两个儿子也是类似的。
But Bible was very clear. Eli himself, as a father, he failed to instruct them.
可是圣经起码有很明指的，就是说伊利他本身没有好好的教育他的孩子。
So chapter 3 verse 13 says,
三章十三节说,
he failed to restrain them.
他却没有禁止他们。
But in this chapter 8,
但在第八章的时候,
there's no clear words mentioning Samuel failed to instruct them.
在这里面没有提到撒母耳本身没有好好的, you know, 管教他们。
So that means Samuel must have taught them, but it was that They're the two sons' choice for doing the evil thing.
所以可能就算 Samuel 假如有教导他们，也看得出来就是两个儿子自己的选择。
So we can speculate that the parental influence is important.
所以我们可以推测，就是父母亲的他们的影响力很重要。
But yet,
但是
personal choices
一个个人的一个选择更重要
in the outcome of The individual life.
在于那一个个人的生命的一个后果。
So the verse 4 shows that the elders of the Israel could not bear these evil leaders.
第四节显示说以色列长老都没有办法再承担这样子这么恶劣的这种领袖。
So it was wise actually for the elders of Israel to do this.
所以很明智的长老来做这一件举动。
They did not have to accept.These ungodly leaders.
他们不应该可以接受这样子的 you know, 不敬虔的领袖。
But something was wrong in their request.
但是在他们的要求也有一个问题。
Interestingly, that God already predicted the Israelites would one day ask for a king.
有趣是神早期就已经会知道他们以色列会要求一个神，王。
So if we look at the Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 14 through 15.
假如你看《生命记》十七章十四节到十五。
God already talk about this issue with Moses.
已经提到这一个话题跟摩西。
But God wanted to make sure Israel people to know.
要让以色列人知道。
That they have to wait for God's choice.
Yeah, 他们要等待神的一个他的选择关于这个王。
God wanted to take initiative.
神要主动。
God wants to choose a king according to his timing.
好，神希望选择一个王在他的时间上。
Because God planned a good king for them.
神希望预备一个好的王给他们。
A good king who really listened to God, obeyed to him, and really rule over his nation according to God's desire.
一个好的王聆听守顺服又可以好好的治理。
So a lot of scholars agreed that king, the first king that God was planning and thinking must have been a King David.
很多学者认为第一个其实是神预备的是大卫王。
Yeah, not a King Saul.
不是扫罗。
King Saul was the one for people's desire.
是给了人民的这个欲望。
They're impatient.
他们的不耐烦。
They could not wait for God's timing.
他们不能等神的时间。
So now, before we talk about a little bit more about their, the people's request, I want to just briefly share with you about the difference between a judge and a king. Okay?
在我们分享他们的选择 I mean, 之前就是要分辨这个一个士师跟王不同点。
Because Israelites were experiencing having a judge up to now, right?
他们一直都经过了士师者在这个时代。
Judge was the one who raised up by God for a specific task in times of crisis.
士师者是透过神来兴起的是透过一个应付一个危机的需要。
So,After the task is done, judge normally went back to their normal life.
任务完了以后，士师者就回去他原本的工作。
But what about king?
那王呢？
Does king go back to normal work?
王会回去他正常的工作吗？
No, 王 I'm sorry, the king.
King
rule over the people.Until they die, right?
王一直治理他们，直到他死为止。
And not just that, death doesn't mean they're done.
死了也不见得我结束了。
They give their position to their descendants.
他们把他们的职位又传代后子孙。
On and on and on.
就这样子持续。
Long period.
这么长期。
If the king is evil,
假如恶的王
people suffer.
人民受难。
So that's why actually God tried to let them know that.He is the ultimate their king.
所以神也希望提醒他们他是他们原本的 you know, 尊王不是一个人类的王。
But even Gideon in chapter 8, Book of Judges chapter 8,
连在四世纪第八章基甸
when the people request him, ask him to be their king,
人民也有邀请基甸做他们的王。
You know, Gideon said, no,
基甸还拒绝
I will not rule over you,
我不要管理你
not even my son.
连我的儿子们也不要管理你们
The Lord shall rule over you.
主会作为你们管理者
This was the heart of all the judges.
这是整个士师者心目中可
We know here also that people's motivation, Israelites' motivation for asking a king was a very wrong.
我们知道他们以色列人要求一个王是一个不好的动机。
Why? How can we know?
我们怎么知道
？If they really were concerned their country's future, you know, future peace or future state.
假如这些长子们真的顾虑了他们国家的这些安稳的话
，Because of that, you know, evil leaders, they
因为这些恶劣的领导者
，They would have come and asked Samuel, saying, "You know, your two sons are so." Ungodly, we cannot follow their leadership.
他应该会先问 Samuel 说：“你这么 you know 不敬虔的儿子们，我们不能跟着他。”
Please ask God.
请求神。
Is there anyone?
请求神问有没有。
God is thinking.
神在想。
For us.
关于我们。
Be a judge.
当做一个施施者。
Or a prophet.
或者一个先知。
Right. Don't you think so? If they were really pure.
假如他们真的想要 you know.
But they did not ask like this.
他们没有专注这一个的职分。
Right away they came.
马上就来。
Your two sons are evil.
你的恶劣的儿子。
We need a king.
我们需要一个王。
They already in their heart.
在他们的心中。
Already fixed.
已经固定了一个。
They, we need a king.
我们需要一位王。
Request was very different from what normal people can do.
所以他们的祈求有点跟正常的，通常是替代一个新的施事者，对不对？或者先知，可他们没有，马上就跳到一个王。
They show when they request for a king, that shows they are not satisfied with God's system that they are in right now with the judge system.
他们假如要求一个王，就已经表明什么样？他们对现在施事者的这个治理，神所安排的不满足。
Because too slow.
太慢了。
Because not all the time right away, judge were there, right?
也不是马上施事者就出现。
But king,
王呢
all the time there,
都在场，随时。
They want. We need a king.
我们需要一这样子的王。
Waiting for God's way is too slow.
等待神的方式太慢。
And also, second reason, their motivation was wrong is what they said. Specifically, the expression of saying we need a king, just like our other nations.
Yeah. 第二个，他们的动机错误就是他们说我们下要一个王，像列国一样。
Okay. We want.To be like other nations.
我们要像列国一样。
That words show us they gave up their identity.
这样这一句话已经让我们想怎么样？他们已经放弃了他们的这个身份。
Who are
they? 他们到底是谁
？They are the chosen nation.
是拣选的子民。
God chose them to be set apart from other nations.
一直把他们拣选分配出来。
God wanted to be different.
神希望他们不一样。
Peculiar nation.
要超越特独。
Very, very different.
独特的一个民。
And why? Their king is God.
因为他们的王其实是神。
Through them, God wanted other nations to know who is Yahweh.
他希望透过他们子民可以让其他的列国认识这位他自己是耶和华。
But by rejecting God's kingship,
但是拒绝了这个耶和华王制,
they are giving up their unique, very special identity.
他们就放弃了他们的身份,
as God's people.
当于神的子民。
And also asking for a king means Israelites want independence from God.
而且也是反映了他们想要独立从神独立。
So God saw this demand as one more instance of apostasy.
这样子的又是一个另外一个怎么讲背道的一个行为。
We don't want to be under God's rule.
我们不希望在神的这个治理。
We want human king.
我们要一个人类的一个王。
Why?
为什么
king, human king is visible.
是人类的王是看得见
and tangible.
又可以摸着
he's right there all the time.
又在前面
so it is more convenient for them to follow human king.
比较方便的跟随一个人类的王
and also it is very easy for them to blame the king when something's going wrong.
科技啊 ，OK， 那个，你看我现在忘记了。
It's easy to believe.
哦，很容易，王做坏的事的不好的事，就很容易责怪王。
Yeah, I say, 都是你。
都是你 ，It's you.
How? But you, we cannot say to God, 都是。
我们从来不能跟神说 ，All because of you, right? 这样子没有人指头给神。
That's right. Israel wanted to be like other nations.
所以以色列希望像别的国。
So it is kind of a king is a new idol replacing God's position.
其实一个新王就好像一个偶像替代了一个神本身。
But they are so 很可惜。
It's so sad.
Because they missed the point here.
因为他们错了这个重点。
The reason they wanted a king was because of their suffering right now.
他们是因为他们的受难的缘故需要
一个王。But why are they suffering right now?
但是他们到底的受难的缘故呢是什么
？Israelites were suffering at the time. It's because of their sinful life.
他们受难是因为他们的罪恶行为。
Idolatry.
他们的拜偶像。
Immorality.
还有不道德生活。
But they don't look at their sin.
他们都不会看自己的罪。
But rather They think because they are suffering, not having a king.
他们就认为他们在受难，因为他们没有一个王的缘故。
So now here, by asking a human king, they are sinning even more.
所以在这里面要求一个王，真的，他们又更犯更多更重的罪。
So look at the verse 6.
你看第六节的时候
，Samuel was very displeased.
神啊、，Samuel 真的不喜悦。
So he prayed to God right away.
他马上向神祷告。
So he did a good job.
他做了一件好事。
As a spiritual leader.
当一个属灵领导者。
Whenever your church members.
尤其你的教会会
有。Hear people give you headaches.
给你头痛。
Or showing you like their evil desire.
看到他们的这个不好的欲望的时候。
Don't argue with them right away.
不要跟他们争吵，马上。
You're wrong.
你错误，这样子跟他们争斗。
You need to really bring the issue to God.
把那一件话题带到神，向神的面前。
Just like Moses.
就像摩西也是。
Israelites were rebellious.
每一次以色列人悖逆的时候，
he really down to God.
俯伏在神的面前呼求为国。
Samuel did exactly.
Samuel 也是同样的在这里看到。
But here, interestingly, God said, "Let them have what they want."
很奇妙，就是神还允许说，让他们 ，you know， 给他们他们要的。
When God allowed them to have a king,
神给他们允许的时候
，doesn't mean their request was good and right.
不是意思说表明他们的要求是正确的哦。
Because God already saw their hardened heart.
神已经看到他们的心硬了。
They already want so much that God's word will not be heard.
他们已经看到了，所以连神的话根本就不会被他们听进去。
So God just allowed them to have their wrong choice.
神就任凭让他们有他们错误的这个选择。
Through that.
透过那样子
He will teach them.
他会使用那个来教导他
So when we insist our desire so much, He will, God will allow us to have that wrong desire.
有时候我们有不正确的这个许望心愿的时候神有时候会允许你哦
But the consequences of our choice?
但是我们的选择的后果吗
You have to go through.
你要自己要承担哦。
Just like I cry for three years whenever I drive.
我哭了三年，我开那部车子。
I hated that car. Okay.
我不喜一个很痛那个车子。
Married to him, I told him.
结了婚以后。
Rest of my life.
一生以后。
I'm not gonna buy red car.
不买红色的。
Sports car.
跑车。
I'm gonna buy only white small tiny car, easy to drive.
白色小的。
Like a box shape. Okay.
他那部是那个三菱，你有没有听过 Mitsubishi？Eclipse 那个
My heart,
Eclipse，、我不要以为你是不要认为是 Porsche 或是什么 ，OK， 不是，那是。
I know it's not like those expensive sports cars. It's not, right? That's just car itself.
Yeah, you have to be careful, right? 我们 sports car， 你们的印象跟我们的印象不一样，所以要讲明。
Even though God let them have their wicked desire,
虽然神让他们给他们这恶劣的硬心愿
，But our God was so gracious.
但是神也是很
Through Samuel.God warned them.
透过 Samuel 他警告他们
Having a king means da 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 da.
有一个王将会怎么样等等
Because right now Israelites were focusing on so much of functions of having a king.
以色列人他们专注的是什么？一个王的一个他的功能
Which means like what king can do for us.
关于这个王可以为我们做什么事项
But God is teaching them.
但是神在教导他们什么？透过 Samuel 说
The nature ofhaving a king
是更重要的是有一个王他的本性是更重要的 nature
having a king will require this thing in order to be rule over you
就是说有一个王要治理的话会需要有一些条件哦
so these verses 11 through 18
所以这些经文11到18很快你也看得出来
these are the ones that having a king means okay
意思就是要有王
He will press gain military force.
强征民为兵，做兵。
So that you, your sons will go before him, right, in front of him, which means your sons gonna die for king.
甚至儿子们会为王赏命哦。
So take the sons, right? And the second, not just only the military, but also
不只是军方面。
He will make you workers and laborers.
他会帮你做成工人。
And also, the king will take their daughters, not just son for military force, but also daughters.
你们的女儿们
yeah, and then take the best of your produces from field.
拿你最好的一个田地的丰收
And also, he will take a tenth of yours.
必取了你四分之一
Now look, they have to give tenth of their their gainings, right? Earnings. They have to give God already tenth.
他们得着，他们通常都要给，要分给神十分之一了。
Right? And then on top of that,
在这个十分之一上面再加。
One tenth.
再十分之一给。
Their king.
那个王。
So which means why God emphasized this part?
神为什么要一直强调这
一
点？你们的重担负担会更重。
And also through verse 16,
透过十六节也是。
Take your servants and the best of your cattle.
而且娶你们的仆人，被你而且你健壮的这些少年驴也是。
And also he said he will take a tenth of your flocks.
也娶羊群的也是必娶十分
之一。Look here, you yourselves.Will become his slaves.
你看这个十七节更重要说，你必作为他的怎么样仆人了。
And also, that's why after that, when you realize what you asked for was a great regret, God will not answer you in that day.
所以当你们所知道你们所选的这个王哀求的时候，他说第十八节，耶和华却不应允你们。
Why is it God's punishment?
是神的惩罚吗
？No.God is telling them.
神一直在警告他们。你选择这个的话，
this is the naturally coming
consequences. 就是自然的会后果，就是这样子。
So he was emphasizing also, let them know that there will be a great loss of your freedom.
会损失你们的自由和你们
you guys are enjoying
现在所拥有的，你们都会失去这些。
So God is trying to say, when I'm your God.And when you have a human king, it's 不一样 okay? It will be very different.
有我作为你的王，跟有一个人类的王会 different.
God is trying to let them know, king,
不一样
most kings are the takers, not the givers.
大部分的王，他一直提醒他们怎么样是掠夺者，对不对
and ？They will be served.Not to serve you.
而且他们不是给予者，他们怎么样会让你被服侍者，而他们并非是服侍的人者。
Did you see my hint that I put highlighting the bold words take, best, ten?
你看这些字也是很重要，他一直这个取 take 取的这个字强调在这里面多次。
What an opposite.
这是一个相反关于人类他们的这个跟我们的耶稣基督的王完全不一样
human kings are taking everything from us
人类的王一直夺取我们的东西
but Jesus Christ came to give us
耶稣一直是来给自己
he gave us his, gave himself to us and also gave us eternal life
把自己给我们也是得着赐给我们永生
he came to die for us
也为我们舍命
he reallycame to serve us.
来，他来就是服侍你我。
We need this king.
我们真的需要这样子的王，不是一个人类的一个王。
We need this king, Jesus Christ, all the time in our lives.
需要他，耶稣基督的作为王每日。
Pay attention here through today's text.
要很注意今天的这个经文。
When you are pursuing,
你在追求。
A thing or your desire, which is not God's will.
心欲的时候，不是神的旨意的话
you will experience that making that happen, that desire to happen, you have go through so much of burdens and troubles.
你想要呈现那个事件的时候，你会遇见很多的困难跟重担
And you found yourself, you become a slave.
有的时候你会发现自己就变成那个事件的一个奴隶。
But I know,
我知道
none of us here in this room will desire something that if we know that's not God's will.、Right?
我当然知道，我们当中没有人一个会想要不是神的旨意的东西啊。
Nobody's there to go against God's will.
没有人这么胆量的，违背神的旨意。
We will not do that. But then,
我们知道
then what is our problem?
那我们的问题是什么
？What is our dilemma?
我们的困境是什么
？When we pursue things.We think that is God's will.
我们在追求一些事件，当我们认为那是神的旨意的时候
，But that cannot be God's will.
但那可能不是神的旨意的时候
，Let me give you some tips. How can we discern God's will then?
给你一些建议关于怎么样分辨神的这个旨意。
Even mistakenly, I don't want you to pursue and know, thinking that that's God's will.
不要你浪费你的时间追求不是神的旨意。
So do some self-check, okay?
自己做一个审查。
Ask yourself.
问自己。
Pursuing this desire,
追求这个愿望的时候
bringing synergism and unity in the body of Christ,
有没有带来一种在肢体上的一种合一的重效？关于这个基督的肢体
，Yeah, uplifting morals and
有没有提升大家的士气啊
？Yeah, enhancing each one of members of the body of Christ, their personal walk with God,
也没有提升大家个人的这个信仰的长进，有没有帮助
？Or Pursuing this desire rather hurt the body of Christ.
或者追求这个旨意的时候，伤损到伤到肢体
，bringing arguments and disunity.
带很多的争斗争分。
If it is that case, then
假如是这样子的话
，put question marks.
放一个问号在这上面。
As the Bible teaches us,
圣经教导
，whenever Israelites. Chose obedience.
当圣经教导以色列人选择顺服的时候
，there were life and blessings.
他们有一个生得到生命跟一个祝福。
But whenever Israelites chose disobedience,
当以色列选择不顺服的时候
，there was death and broken community.
有死亡和破碎的这个肢体。
I'm not telling you prosperous gospel.
我也不是在传扬这个成功神学。
Life and blessing.Does not mean material blessing.
Yeah, 生命跟祝福不是一个物质上见的这个祝福。
Yeah, God never guaranteed us following His will make us millionaire. Okay.
神没有保证，就是跟随他就变成百万富翁者。
But one thing for sure, God's promise for us is following His will give us and give the community, faith community, the peace, joy.And spiritual fruit bears much more spiritual fruits and spiritual maturity.
会起码知道顺服他的旨意的时候，在艰难当中会得到什么喜乐、平安，而且产生出什么圣灵的果子和圣属灵的一种成熟度。
So we all know how terrible King Saul was, right?
我们知道扫罗王多么的坏。
King Saul was a great disappointment for Israel.
对以色列是一个很失望的一件。
So at this point, I want to call King Saul as the terrible consequence of a wrong choice.
我说可以就形容这一个扫罗就是一个不顺服选择的后果的王。
We don't want King Saul in our ministry.
我希望我们不要要求一个像扫罗王的在我们的服事当中。
Through my many years of ministry,
我在这么多年的这个服事当中
，I have seen some cases of pastors when they pursue.Their worldly standard of success, fame, power, and wealth, or inner sexual desires, they brought shame on God's face.
我看多很多牧者、传道人、领导者，他们怎么样？假如他们开始追求世俗的成功的一个标准，不管是追求他们的名声、他们的自己的荣誉，或是财富，或是内心的这种色情欲，他们都会在教会的事工怎么样跌倒
？Church split.
有时候还会教会分裂
，church members lawsuit，
还有上诉啊，会有的，还有宣告破产
，adultery，
还有奸淫的事件。
What a shame! Right? What a shame! They brought
很可惜这样子的带给神的名分羞辱。
Since all of you，
所以因为你们每一位
future。Church ministers,
未来的传道或是牧者，不管你现在是牧者也好，
拜托拜托
，please please,
be very careful,
请谨慎的注意
of money,
钱
，fame,
你的名誉
，power,
你的势力
，and sex,
还有性的这个。
If you Are really giving this area to God completely?
你把这每一区块交给神的话
，and live godly life，
真的活出一个敬虔的生活
，you can bring glory，
你才能真的带给神一个真正的荣耀。
Since some 三年级 or graduating students，
有些三年级要毕业了
，I want to remind you，
我要提醒你们
these things, we really need to be careful.
我们要注意这些事项。
We don't want to go faster than God.
我们不要跑得比神还快哦。
We don't want King Saul kind of mistakes.
我们不要扫罗王的这种错误在我们的
事。But how about your church members?
但问题是，假如是你们会众
呢？ Not you. You are really live a godly life.
你非常的敬虔的话。
But your church members are insisting this wrong.
你的会友一直坚持要这一个错误的这个选择，怎么办？
You need to be like Samuel then.
又要像 Samuel.
Pray for them.
为他们祈祷
and warn them.
警告他们哦。
So try to encourage them to choose the right way.
鼓励他们当然选择正确。
But if they chose the wrong one,
但是他们选择错误的话
they have to suffer. It's a package deal.
受难。
You as a pastor,
连你也要一起跟着他们这个一个包裹嘛 right? Package deal 就是虽然你是无辜的
but still continue to pray for them.
但是你也得继续的为他们祷告。
We know our God is a good God.
我们还是相信我们的神是一个良善的神
Merciful God.
非常怜悯的神
He will help you.
他会帮助你的
So in case those things happen to you,
所以这件事发生在你身上
加油
加油 add oil.
Yeah, hang in there. Continuously pray.
持续下面继续的祷告
Our faithful God
我们信实的神
will bring restoration.
会带来一个恢复有一天他会回应你的祷告
So throughout whole Bible history,
整个圣经历史
and human's history,
人类历史
we know the grace of God,
我们知道神的一个恩典和他的信
实
我们真的一生都需要这位真王
this king loves you,
这位王真的爱你们
this wonderful king,
这个这么好美好的王
wants to be with you all the days of your life
要一生跟着你们在这个旅途上
As I'm closing, I want all of us to remember.
在我们结束的时候，我希望我们记得。
We came to seminary. We say yes to God's call.
我们来圣光，回应神的呼召。
When you say yes to Him,
当你说愿意
，That means this is really a calling.
这是真的是一个呼召。
The life, the secular world pursuing.Is behind us now.
你的世俗的那个追求已经在你的背后了。
You came here not to make more money.
你不是来这里赚多钱。
You came here not to become more famous like celebrity.
不是像明星这么有名。
Or you did not come here for being a powerful person, stepping over other people and say, "I'm 牧师."
你不是来神学院，就是以后有一个权柄，说我是牧师，站在他们人的上面。
The Lord bless you all.
希望神祝福你们。
May God really encourage your heart.
鼓励你们的心。
When you serve Him.
你服侍他的时候。
When you love your people.
你爱你他的子民的时候。
He will hold you.
他会。
With His mighty hand.
用他的大手来坚固你。他会一直的勉励你们。
He will never leave you.
他从来不会离弃你或是。
He will hear your prayers.
他一定会听垂你的祷告。
Only our humble prayers we can change this land.
只有一个谦卑的祷告才能改变这个地。
The Second Chronicles, right?
列代记下
chapter 7 verse 14.
七章十四节。
When God's people humble them.
当神的子民怎么样谦卑在他面前。
He will heal this land.
他会医治这个土地哦。
Until that day.
直到那一日。
加油。
加油 add oil.
Let's pray.
Let's pray. 我们祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱天父
Thank you so much for being a wonderful and faithful God.
谢谢你做那良善美好的信实的神。
Help us to walk with you.
帮助我们一直和你同行。
Help us always check with you.
帮助我们一直常常的向你顾问。
Help us to discern your will.
帮助我们怎么样分辨你的旨意，每一个走步，我们一生的这个旅程。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
How can I close?
好，谢谢陈昭英老师。喂，好，谢谢陈昭英老师今天， 所带来的信息。接下来我们要为山林设校来奉